Now, there are lots of events going on around the country. It's part of the big help out. The King has invited millions of Brits to support causes in their community on this bank holiday Monday as the coronation festivities conclude, with people pitching in to help out even around their local area. Let's speak to Brendan Cox now, founder of the Together Coalition, who came up with the big help out. Good afternoon, Brendan.
Good afternoon.
Tell us about the scale of this then, because probably, if you're listening to this and you're in England or in the UK, you are not that far away from a big help out event.
You are absolutely not. So there's about 50,000 events organised by around 30,000 different charities. So actually, the idea was started with the Scouts and the Royal Voluntary Service and just a small group of organisations. But then it built out into this huge tsunami of organisations, all of whom are trying to make it easier to volunteer. We know that during the pandemic, lots of people stopped volunteering. People that might have volunteered for years just got out of the habit. And we also know that people that would normally have been recruited as volunteers in that period weren't, for obvious reasons. And what that has meant has been that there's a gap. And so it means that there are thousands of kids, for example, on the waiting list for Scouts who can't go to Scouts because there aren't enough volunteers. So it's those very simple roles that make huge difference in communities. And what today is about, as well as providing a long-term legacy for the coronation, it's about really trying to make it as easy as possible for people to try something. You know, you can go along today, there's still lots of time, there's still events all through today and indeed into next week and over the summer as well. So there's still time for people to sign up. And if you try something, all the evidence suggests that once you've tried volunteering, it's something you want to keep doing.
Yeah, the King wants to build a wider service nation, wants more volunteers. Just bearing in mind what's happened over the past few years with numbers of volunteers falling off, what is the biggest obstacle, in your opinion, Brendan, to us becoming kind of a wider service nation, more into volunteering?
I mean, I think it's firstly, it's worth saying that already about 20% of the population, one in five of us, volunteer on a monthly basis. And if you include informal volunteering, you know, not necessarily signing up to an organisation, but going and helping a neighbour or whatever else, then that number increases. So we've got a very strong record as a country of volunteering. If you think about big moments in our national history, if you go back to the war and the people that looked after evacuees or the volunteer air raid wardens, if you go back to the Olympics and the game makers, if you go to the pandemic, all of those moments have been characterized by the British public stepping forward when it comes to volunteering. And I think given what happened over COVID and the impact that has had on volunteering opportunities, what we're trying to do with a big help out is make it as easy as we possibly can for people to try something. You know, you don't have to, by going along today or over the next week, you don't have to say you're going to come back every week for the next 15 years or anything. So you go along and just give half an hour of your time.
Yeah. In order to make volunteering a bigger thing, it needs to be more easily accessible. And just briefly, do you think we need to sort of mandate volunteering to a certain extent? Do you think it needs to be part of, you know, for example, the education of our kids, that they spend a week when they're in, I don't know, 15, 16, doing some volunteer work? Do you think it should be a bit like the French do this, kind of a form of national service?
I think it's interesting. I mean, I think as soon as you get into mandating volunteering, it slightly takes away from the idea of volunteering. But I think particularly when you're talking about school age kids, providing that opportunity for people and a structured way of doing it, I think does make a real difference, because often it is just taking that first step that's difficult. So to your listeners now, on the Big Help Out app and the Big Help Out website, there are still lots of opportunities. You don't have to be forced to do it. Today's your chance to just put your toe in and see what you think. And all of our evidence suggests that once you try it, it's something you want to keep doing.
Okay, well, Brendan, thank you so much. Let's speak to Maddie Mills now, organiser of the Big Help Out Waterloo Gardens event. Hello, Maddie. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi.
Tell us what you're up to today then.
Yeah, so we're here in Waterloo Gardens, just near Waterloo Station, and we're running drop-in family-friendly volunteering activities, so suitable for kids age 2+ to come and have a go and drop in and help 5 different fantastic charities that we're working with.
Okay. How are you helping those charities? Tell us what you're doing specifically.
Yeah, so we're doing all sorts. We're making paper flower bouquets, which are going to be taken to local isolated older people through one of our charities we work with, My Social. We're doing seed planting and beehive frames with Bee Urban, which are going to help the bee community in Kennington flourish. We're making apple bird feeders, with a fantastic local organisation called Roots and Shoots, and that's again helping the birds and the wildlife in their garden to flourish. We're making a beautiful big welcome sign, which is going to be donated to a local day centre for homeless people to kind of brighten up their communal space that they go into and use.
So lots and lots and lots.
Yeah,
how do you make sure, Maddie, that these volunteers come back? Because the whole point of today is, you know, linked into the King's coronation legacy. He wants volunteering. You know, we know the fabulous work he does through the Prince's Trust as well. We know how important volunteering is to King Charles. Yeah. How can you make sure some of those volunteers come back to see you again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was interesting hearing Brendan talking about access, because that's what Family Volunteering Club's all about. We know statistically that when people have a child, they stop volunteering. We also know that it's really good for children to be introduced to civic participation before the age of 10, because it increases the likelihood they'll engage later in later life. So what we're trying to do is break down that barrier and make it easy for families to come together and give some of their time to helping their community. So we run regular programmes with exactly that in mind.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us, to Brendan Cox. Thank you, founder of the Together Coalition, and Maddie Mills, who's organising a big help out event at Waterloo Gardens. You can look up, by the way, the big help out. It's not too late. There's an app and a website.